Father, we thank and we exalt your holy name, Lord, for this opportunity. You afford us, O Lord, to share the word with one another. Father, Lord, I pray now you break like you broke the bread by the sea, Lord. Break now, Lord, the word of life to us. Let us eat and never hunger again. Give us manna from on high today, meet in due season. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Take over my vocal cords, Lord. Take over my vocal cords, O Lord. Let me decrease to nothingness, O Lord, that you may be exalted in the name of Jesus. Let me decrease to nothingness, O Lord, that you may be exalted. Be thou exalted this day, Lord, to the glory of your name. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. And everybody said, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I titled my message this morning, God knows your name. I said, God knows your name. It doesn't matter what you are going through, what you have been through. He is there with you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He knows your name personally, like he knows his archangel Gabriel, Michael, and the rest of them. He knows you personally. Amen. You can take that to the bank of heaven. I said you can take it to the bank of heaven. You are not an accident. Your life, my life, is not a dice, a happenstance, a chance. No, sir. He had foreknown you before the world was. Praise the Lord. We can see that Ephesians chapter 1. I say God knows your name and you are a vessel of mercy. Turn to your neighbor, tell him you're a vessel of mercy. To your right, I say you're a vessel of mercy. Now look at yourself and say, I am a vessel of mercy. No, you're not sick, you're not getting it. I am a vessel of mercy. It's got to get from your soul. I am a vessel of mercy, not of destruction. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Real quick. We're going to go real as fast as I can. I'll try to make this as brief as I can. He said in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5, he says what? Paul writing to the Ephesians, he says what? He says, according to he hath chosen us in him before the world was. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame, before him in love, having predestinated us unto adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. According to his own good pleasure, he delights in us. Amen. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, he told Jeremiah, and he's telling us the same thing. Before you and your mother's womb, he knew you and called you by name. Amen. He goes a step further in the book of Revelation chapter 2. In fact, he says he will give you a new name. He will give you a new name. Revelation chapter 2, I think it's verse 17. I don't have that written out here. Now let's look at Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, verse 15 through 23. Romans 9, 15 through 23. Real quick. I'm heading somewhere with this message. Just bear with me. Romans chapter 9, verse 15. He says, so he saith unto Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Manuel was preaching last week. When everything else fails, mercy never fails. His mercies are new every morning. It doesn't matter what you have done, what you didn't do. the accusing fingers. It doesn't matter when you and I hold on to the horn of mercy. He never, never fails.
Woo!
Praise ye the Lord. You know what? But for God's mercies, nobody will be sitting on this pulpit. Nobody will be in those chairs if God was to number iniquity. How many of us will be standing? God's mercies are new every day. Every day gives us a new page to write upon it as we so desire. What are you writing? A man once said, God has given the best. You are the best God has created. What you become, what I become, is your gift to him. What are you becoming? What is your gift to him? In Ephesians, we'll see that we are his inheritance. What will you give to him? He has given you his best. What you become is your best to him. When he sees you, would he say, when he sees me, would he say, well done, good and faithful servant? That is what we live for. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to abbreviate this. Let's go to verse 22. Say what? Verse 22. That's Romans chapter 9, 22. What if God willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted for destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. He had prepared you unto glory. You and I are vessels of mercy. That's why I titled this message, Vessels of Mercy. He knew you. And that's the reason you are sitting on this seat today. You are a vessel of mercy. I am a vessel of mercy. Believe it. Praise ye the Lord. If you want a vessel of mercy, he would have just, you're gone. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 10, same thing, Psalm 40, 7, 9, 8. He said, I've come in the volume of books, it is written of me. That which destiny has written of you. God's eternal purpose for which he sent you to this earth will be fulfilled. It will not be truncated. You have to believe it. Because the scripture says, the thought that he has towards you, towards me, is good. To bring an expected end. Wherefore, you are a vessel of mercy. He knows your name. He knows your name. Hallelujah. And he has made a way for you and for me. Sometimes we read some books. I'm going to now go. This was a prelude. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. How many of us have read genealogies and it just doesn't make sense? It says, you look at Genesis chapter 5, it says these are genealogies of Adam. Adam gave birth to this and to this and to that and to that. And it just doesn't. Why is it listing all that stuff? How many have been wondering about that? Talk to me, somebody. Am I the only one who's been wondering about that? I'm serious. Let's get down to it. I've been wondering about, and Adam gave birth to this and gave birth to that, and Malamek and this and that. And so what? Excuse my French. But we get it. God doesn't make accidents. You are not an accident. And there's a reason. Let's go on. This is the book of the generation of Adam in the day that God created man in the likeness of God, made he him. Male and female created he them, verse 2, and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own image and likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And the scripture goes on. In this book of genealogies, for the brevity of time, the genealogy of Adam, there were 10 names. I don't want to read it all because you get the gist. Could you please put up that first slide, please? So that is the genealogy of Adam. Adam begot Seth, Nosh, Canaan, Mahalil, Jared, and all that stuff. Praise ye the Lord. We are going to examine the meaning of each of those names and hear what God had to say about those names. When I said he knows you by name, he does know. It's not an accident that those names were there. Hallelujah. These 10 Hebrew names are proper names. They are not translated, literally translated. If you find the meaning of those names, they are transliterated. That means, for example, if I say Amara, what does Amara mean, bro? Grace. But it's not complete, right? It's Amara Chuku. Amen? Now tell me what Amara Chuku means, brother.
It means grace of God.
It means grace of God. Amen? You hear another name, they say, who has a name that I could interpret in another language to get a gist? A short version? Yes. Huh?
I can't hear any.
Okay. How would you shorten it?
In English, it means I'm better than wealth.
You are better than wealth. You know, you are better than, you are Jew. You get so. These Hebrew names are transliterated. That is, sometimes, for example, in the Yoruba language, the same word could mean several things depending on the pronunciation. You say Ojo, somebody's name. You say Ojo, that means somebody who is shy. You say Ojo, that is rain. Okay, so depending on how it's pronounced, so that's what's happening with some of these names, and let us go ahead and see. Adam, the first word there, all of us agree it means man. He was the first man created. He gave birth to a son. His name was Seth. What was said concerning Seth, the meaning of Seth? Appointed. So, after each name there, appointed. Enosh. Enosh was the next one. It comes from a root word in Hebrew. Pronounced is Anash. It means wound, grief. Then we'll go down to the next one. Canaan. So those are the meaning of each of those words as you translate them from the Hebrew to the English. Mahalil. Canaan's son was called Mahalalil. Mahalil means blessed or praised. El. It has the El behind it. El, God. You like Daniel. Daniel means, God is my judge. Nathaniel, with the L behind it, gift of God. And it goes on. Then the next child that was born was Jared. That word Jared's son was named, Mahalalel's son was named Jared from the verb yarad, meaning shall come down. Then we'll go down to the next one, Enoch. It means teaching commencement. Who was the first to prophesy of the coming of the Lord in the Bible? Enoch. Enoch, right in the book of Genesis. And you verify that in Jude chapter 1, just one book in the book, 14 and 5. Say the Lord comes with tens and thousands of his angels and all that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now we go down to Methuselah. Methuselah His name comes from the combination of two words, two Hebrew words. I'm trying to look at my notes here. Now, Enoch named his son to reflect a particular prophecy that God gave him. You say, God, in the book, in the Bible, there's nowhere where we, the only, all we see about Enoch was Enoch walked with God and he was no more. He walked with God and he was no more. God took him. But there's a prophecy in the name he gave his son, Methuselah. Watch this. In the name he gave his son, Methuselah, Methuselah comes from two root words in Hebrew, moth, M-U-T-H, which means death, and shaak, that's S-H-A-I-S-C-H, which means to bring or to send forth. So we see from Methuselah's name, it means his death shall bring forth. And indeed, in the year that Methuselah died, the flood came. Listen to this. Methuselah, if look in Genesis chapter 5, verse 25 and 28. There's a prophecy in his name that Enoch gave his son. In other, he goes, he said, verse 25 and 28, look at it. Methuselah was 187 years old when he had Lamech, and he lived 782 years more. Lamech had Noah when he was 182 years. The flood came in Noah's 600th year. We see that in Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. Say in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, exactly the precise day, he said what? The fountains of the deep were broken up and windows of heaven were open. So if you add 182 to 187 to 600 years, that is 969 years. The exact year, according to the name Enoch gave his son Methuselah, 969 years he died. Exactly 600 years, what happened? The flood came. Do you get what I'm saying? Did I lose somebody? No, talk to me, somebody. Did I lose somebody? Let's look at this. The reason I'm bringing all this out is for one reason. The Christ child was even prophesied in these names. Can you see it? When Enoch was born, he gave his son a name. That name said, in so many words, there will be a flood. But that flood will not happen until after you, my son, Methuselah, die. And if you calculate the years, it was exactly 969 years. Exactly, if you add 600 to one, six, the 600 year, the flood came in the 600th year. When Noah was 600 years, like we saw in verse Revelation, Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. In the 600 year, if you add 600 to 187, when Lamech was born, to 182, you get exactly 969 years. And Lamech died. I'm sorry, Methuselah died. And the floods came. That was a prophecy his father gave him through his name. Can somebody see that? It's amazing. So we see all these genealogies. There's a story behind the story. If you read it again very carefully, please. I know I'm trying to rush through this. Last few Sundays, we've been on and on and on, and we have a workshop. If you read the entire book of Genesis chapter 5, it gives us a breakdown. What I was trying to explain is exactly in Genesis chapter 5, verse 25 through 28. It says, verse 25 says, and Methuselah lived 182 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he had begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah was what? 969 years old. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat sons. And he called his name, he begat a son and called his name Noah. Noah was 600 years when the flood came. Lamech was born 182 years. Methuselah gave birth to Lamech 187 years after he was 187. At 187 to 182 to 600, you have 969. What does this all mean to us? God's mercy. Anew. The flood didn't come. Methuselah was the oldest man in the Bible. It shows us how much God, his mercies, despite everything, he said, the wickedness of man grieved him so much, he wanted to finish the whole generation. Everybody read through the scriptures. But it took 906, his mercy, almost 1,000 years, and then the floods came. Let us not take this mercy of God for granted. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? They are new every morning. We are vessels of mercy. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The implication of this discovery are far more deeply significant than is evident before us. It demonstrates the earliest, in the earliest chapters of the book, the Genesis, God has already laid out a plan of redemption for the predicament of mankind. Please, could you put up that slide again? The second slide. So let's see what those names come to mean. See that it says, if you read it from the top to the bottom, it says man is appointed mortal, sorrow. But the blessed God shall come down, teaching. Next Sunday. His death shall bring to the despairing rest and comfort. Can somebody say amen? Do you get the story? There's a story in the name. Your name means something, and the Lord will give you a new name. Ladies and gentlemen, the story of salvation is already told in the book of Genesis. Can somebody say amen? I didn't know it. I was studying for something and says digging and digging and digging, and it came. Look, if you are here and you have not known Christ as your Lord and Savior, young man, young boy, ladies, there is therefore now no escape, because now you see in the book, right in the book of Genesis, God had made a way of escape. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing blood? He signed, he sealed it in his blood, and it's written right there. Man is appointed mortal and sorrowful, but the blessed God, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord God Almighty, will come down teaching, preaching. and his death shall bring to the despairing rest and comfort. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is somebody with me? Hallelujah. That is my story. That's what I found out. That God didn't, it's not an accident that he put those genealogies there. There's a story behind the story. Please, I beg of you, if you are sitting on this seat today, if you are sitting on this seat, you have heard the truth. There's no other book. There's no other book like this book. Buddha will not save you. Neither will your mom or your dad. Some of us think mom and dad are just dragging me to church. Dragging me to church. You will not stand. You stand by yourself before the throne. Wife, you'll be by yourself. Husband, you'll be by yourself. But we thank God. Once you accept Christ into your life, he said, there's therefore now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, there's therefore now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Woo! Those who have come to know him as their Lord and personal Savior. Please don't leave this place today. Settle it with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible commands you to repent. 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 The kingdom of God is at hand. That's why he sent the Christ, who knew no sin. He became sin for you and for I, mine. There's no way on earth you can keep in this human body the whole Ten Commandments. No way. But you know what? He was nailed to the cross. He carried all my sins with him there. So I can boldly say, the Lord is for me. The Lord is my helper. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Please, could you play that hymn for me? If you're here, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ? It's that easy. It's that easy. Just come as you are. In all, whatever it is, come as you are. He commands all to repent. Repent, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. You have seen it now. Written. I didn't open any book in the book of in the New Testament. It was written there. Penned in. By Jehovah himself. Praise ye the Lord. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you washed in the blood? Hey! Come, I'll put your arm around you. If you'd like to give your life to Christ, young man, young woman, ice as snow, are you walking? Anybody want to give their life to Christ Jesus? He said, I will not cast you out. He said, if you are ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you. Anybody here? You better be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Don't pass it off, bro. Don't pass it off, my son. Don't pass it off, my daughter. I have about 153 of them. Please sit down. Come boldly before the throne of grace. You may not have another chance. Will your robes be white and be washed of the Lamb? Precious eye, are you washed? Anybody else? Stand up and be numbered. Stand up and be numbered. You don't have to be 200 years old. for him to call you home. If you are ashamed of him, he said he'll be ashamed of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we just stand? I want you to stretch your hand to my daughters here. They are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
So help me God. I will shout it on the mountain top.
Thank you, Father.
For accepting me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say thank you, Jesus.
For forgiving me
of all my sins.
And washing me in the blood.
Hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Could the praise team just come up here, please? Please, those of the scripture tells us, say you older women, teach your young women. Would somebody please, a lady, follow up with these kids and follow them up. You know, follow up with them. In the name of Jesus, serious business. It's serious business. Praise the Lord. As we'll soon be closing shortly. I try to abbreviate and shorten this. I hope it will make sense to some of us. As they sing the praise song, looks a little sober here today. Let's. If you have anything you want to give to the ministry, please feel free. Put your name on the envelope so you can get a tax credit. Some of us decide not to, it's all your call. But if you take advantage of the law, you get a tax credit at the end of the financial year when if you put your name on it. Praise the Lord. I want to thank every one of you that have come to worship with us today. You could be anywhere else, but I know that God appointed you to hear this message today. Don't let it fall to the ground. He has made a way of escape for you and for me. Amen. So as you sing this praise song, if you have anything you want to give to the work of the Lord here, please go ahead. And also we have those flyers out there. Looks like somebody's beckoning on me for a message. Someone's beckoning on me for...
Yes, sister.
Talk to me. Are you calling my attention to something? Okay, praise the Lord. All right. Go ahead, praise team.
Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the offering that your children have brought to the house of the Lord. Thou that givest seed to the sower. Father, let them reap a bountiful harvest from this giving in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, let it be used for the expansion of your kingdom on earth in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We thank you for the work you have committed into our hands. Father, let us use this wisely to expand the kingdom of Jesus here. Thank you, Father, Lord. Bless us as we go this day in the name of Jesus. Cause your holy face to shine upon thy people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shall we all say the grace together? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen. As you go out this week, amen, always look on your right. Mercy will be there. Look on your left. Grace will follow you. Look ahead of you, favor. And look behind you, his protection. In Jesus' name. Because you know what? Your backside, you need somebody to protect you. And I tell you what, he will be your protector this week. Go in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, the marriage workshop is next door, left and left. Okay? Also, remember, we have flowers out there for the women's conference they're putting together. Grab a couple, give to somebody, invite them. It'll be a blessing. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be merciful to you this week. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.